www.candytree.com.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Nothing But Good News Radio. This is your host, Candy G. I am a radio talk show host, TV personality, coach, author, speaker, magazine publisher, and the founder of Nothing But Good News Media. I am also the originator of the Vision Program, specializing in developing sustainable, long-term visions to transform companies and individuals from the inside out, yielding extraordinary results. I have a strong desire to effect real change as I myself rose from a life of meager existence as a single parent to a life of bounty and joy. Now, in this age of sound bites, providing good news in the media is the primary intention and the purpose for Nothing But Good News Media. The principles that you will hear here are based on you, the listening audience, living your remarkable life, which is the foundation for the magazine, radio, webinars, blogs, online presence, and all the work that's delivered. I personally am dedicated to bringing high-quality information to you, the public, through all of the programming and to satisfy the increasing demand for integrity, honesty, and impassioned living. Now, before we get to today's guest, oh, by the way, I'm so excited to have him. I'll tell you about him in just a minute. I want to share with you today's G-Note. A G-Note is something that I call a daily gift to guide you to greatness. Just a little spark of inspiration, motivation, something for you to think about. And today's G-Note simply says, excellence is about contributing our best to the world. And, you know, we are really going to talk to someone who has really learned how to contribute his best to the world, and he is making this world a better place. And I want to talk to you about our next guest, who is Ernest Chu. A little bit about Ernest before he comes on the line. In more than 35 years as an investment banker, corporate executive, and entrepreneur, Ernie Chu has become a widely recognized expert on financing emerging growth companies. He's created more than $1.5 billion in market value for his clients, and this abundance coach has evaluated thousands of business proposals and advised hundreds of emerging companies, serving as a leader and business coach to 9 early-stage companies, with 5 of those companies becoming public companies. Ernie Chu recently served as chief financial officer and business coach for a fast-growing interactive video service provider and licensor of a proprietary advanced video conferencing technology. I'd like to welcome Ernie to Nothing But Good News Radio.
Thank you. Glad to be here again.
You know, and I forgot to mention, one of the really important parts in that bio is that I'm really proud to call you my friend. You know, Ernie, I've known you for a long time, and I'm just amazed at all the incredible work that you do. So thanks for joining us once again.
Well, it's my pleasure to be and my honor to be here with on your show. I've always thought you've brought a lot to the whole field of transformation and business and abundance. You've done great work.
You know, thanks, Ernie. I appreciate that. But, you know, I'm so excited about this topic today and that we're going to talk about solar currency.
Right.
Give me a little background. Where do we start here?
Well, I think we start a little bit about when I started the Sol Currency Institute back in 2006. And that was an idea which put very succinctly, was about taking your inner qualities, your God-given gifts and some of your cultivated skills, and treating them as a form of currency in which you invest in your success in the outer world. And that came from both my work in transformational work that I do as a minister, but I also it also comes from my years of experience in the capital markets, where I'm dealing with really currency, which sometimes we call money, but it is a lot more than that. And so that's what I saw, was that there was really an invisible currency that's within each of us that becomes really visible through its investment into endeavors in the outer world. So the first thing that happened was that I started teaching classes about that, and then eventually what the first project was to get a book out, because initially I thought, well, you know, I'm saying the same thing. If maybe I could write a book and wouldn't have to say as much. But as you know, from when you set out to do something, it often doesn't turn out to be quite exactly what you thought. And the book had a life of its own, and as I was writing it, a lot of things came out that I was quite surprised myself. And about three, four years later, it's been translated into 6 major languages. It's done very well here in the States. It's into its third printing. And that was one of the major projects that we did. The second one was of course, I believe that you want to have everything in your life go in the same direction. So I was a minister, and here I was doing some work in the business consulting and so forth, and I'm trying to figure out, well, how do I do both? And I suddenly realized that there really isn't a wall in between that. It's only in my mind, and it's only in our, you know, in our belief system. And so I set up a what we call a church without walls, and I was able to get approval from the Centers for Spiritual Living, which I am a licensed and ordained minister of, and we have about 1,000 or 2,000 centers around the world. And essentially, this was an economic and financial focus ministry. So really, in a sense, my first description of myself would be really more of perhaps a minister or somebody who serves. And essentially, one of the things that I wanted to do was to prove that, hey, no matter what you see on the outside, meaning the business economy, the banking crisis, the shortage of capital, et cetera, that's really there's no substitute for applying the principles of truth and ability to really know that. When you invest your inner qualities, it doesn't matter what the outer economy is. Your inner economy is always going to be successful. And so decided, hey, well, let's do that, because I hadn't that in a while.
You know, there's a whole lot that that you brought in this first conversation. And I want to, if it's okay with you, I want to pick apart some of this conversation so that folks that are listening really can understand exactly what it is that you're saying. But what we're going to do, I know we're going to head off in just a few seconds to a commercial break. So what I'd like to do when we come back is I want to talk about how we actually take these inner qualities and these principles that you're talking about and actually invest them. Because folks want to know, you know, Ernie, in the world today, people are just so fraught with there's not enough, there's not enough, there's not enough. And what I'd like to do is teach them that there is enough. And I want to talk about that when we come right back from this commercial break. This is Nothing But Good News Radio. I'm so happy to have Ernie Chu here with us today. And we are talking about solar energy as a currency. We'll be right back in just a couple of minutes.
Are you looking for reliable shipping? Would you like to truck your shipment to the Caribbean, Latin America, and Mexico? Do you want shipping options? Then call Amerijet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at www.amerijet.com. Amerijet has daily all cargo flights and provides services to all Caribbean island and major airports in Mexico and Latin America. For all commercial and personal shipments, visit our website at amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059.
This is Chris Gloss from Atlanta, Georgia. Candy G's book, Now Boarding and Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life, has changed my entire life. From her book, I have begun the process of re-scripting my life for a better future. Her book has actually helped me put my life on a path towards everything that I have ever dreamed and hoped and prayed for. I say to you, Candy G book should be required reading for you. I have made a decision not just to read her book, but to study her book. I refuse to miss any of the treasures in her book. That's why I will study it and use every strategy and technique that she talks about, because to this point, it has made a tremendous difference. If you're ready to make a difference in your life, get the book now.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz.
Welcome back. This is Nothing But Good News Radio, and this is your host, Candy G. Now, before you get back to Ernie Chu, there is something I have to share with you that I am so excited about. We've talked about it before on the show, and what I'm talking about is Eat Well Home Catering. And what's interesting is I've recently had Eat Well Home Catering start to deliver some of my meals because I'm so busy that I decided, well, you know, let me have some of this stuff delivered to me so that I can have extra time. And what's amazing is not only are they delicious, convenient, fresh cooked, affordable meals, and they're protein, carb, fat balanced for sustainable weight management, increased vitality, excellent heart health. The food is absolutely delicious. And did I mention inexpensive? I'm just delighted and amazed with the work that they are doing at Eat Well Home Catering, and delighted and amazed that they deliver it to my door. You've really got to take a look. I'm telling you, if you want to get your eating balanced, and I'm telling you, this is so affordable. It's so affordable. No words to explain. And I'm just so, so, so excited. So here's where I want you to go. Eatwellhc.com. Eatwellhc.com, or give a call to 786-991-6602. And you can always email me, candyg@candyg.com, K-A-N-D-E-E-G.com. And that's 786-991-6602. Pick up the phone and talk to these folks from Eat Well Home Catering. It is absolutely amazing. And so, Ernie, I want to go ahead and get back to you. And I want to talk to you about some of these things that you're talking about and how we can kind of dissect this for the listening audience so that they say, okay, what principles are you talking about and what inner qualities are you talking about that I can invest to create abundance?
Well, great. The first thing is that it's important to understand that whatever you create comes from within. And obviously, and it also comes from our expression of I guess, what I would call a higher power that just flows through us. Now, whatever, I mean, it's called many names. People, you know, I would call it God because I'm a minister, but it can be anything. It is just understanding that we have a lot of help, and a lot of that comes through us. It expresses through us, and essentially the whole idea of, hey, all you have to do is set an intention and it happens, or have a thought. Well, where do you think those thoughts come from? Where do you think the power behind the intention comes from? So that's when you start to really allow yourself to flow, then things start to change in ways that you could almost never imagine. And part of it is that what holds us back often is our tendency to want to micromanage everything, even though we know it might not work, but it's better than the unknown or letting go. So that's one of the most important principles, is really understanding that it comes from within, and also that there's a lot of help that really helps put us into that flow that creates our lives.
See, I know what you're saying is truth. And a very long time ago, I learned how to listen to that piece on the inside and pay attention to that and to really, I guess, give way to it, understand it, believe in it. I think maybe there's that belief component that says I can have the answers that I need within. I think a lot of folks don't understand how they can get to that place within to say, I can trust in that thing that's going on inside of me and know that it's truth, or it's coming from that higher power or that higher place. How can we get folks to start to really understand that piece?
Well, I think one of them, one way is to rather than to talk about principles, is to look at people's lives like Jim Henson. The way Jim Henson was an engineer, and when it was in southern Mississippi, and his family was professionals, and they wanted him to go into have a profession, and he used to spend his childhood and some of his summers really looking at puppets and being fascinated by them. And at that time, I guess you had Howdy Doody and a few of those, and those were clearly puppets that, of course, everybody loved. But he being the engineer, he thought maybe they could make them a little more realistic and so forth. Well, he not only designed these puppets, but he what flowed through him was really the idea of humor. I mean, humor is a form of love, and really, in a sense, he always had a good sense of humor. He always liked to smile and joke around, and his creations were really a reflection of that. And nobody really thought when he first started that his parents thought he would just get over it. And you know, he was just starting, and he would do these shows and so forth, and the puppets would get better, and the characters would get better, and he got one of his big breaks was the Children's Television Workshop, and that became Sesame Street, and from there on, the Muppets started to become things that had its own life. They weren't just puppets; they were Muppets, and little did he know that as he allowed this energy to flow through him and his creativity, and the fact that he would go to work and he'd spend a good portion of his day laughing around the script, he would really influence maybe as many as five generations, help five generations of children learn to read and to get educated. He would be received by virtually the presidents or the kings or the queens of virtually every major country around the world. He just never ever realized it, and of course, what happened was this kid that his parents were so afraid he wouldn't be able to make a living. Well, when he passed away, Jim Henson Enterprises was worth about $350 million. Not so bad for a guy that wanted to really be in the puppetry business and try to introduce kind of more lifelike puppets. And so, when you start to look at situations like that, rather than saying, hey, look, this is like one in a million. In fact, it's not, because these things happen all the time, maybe not to this degree, but it happens, because what typically happens is that we are all originals, and the more original you are, actually, the more that you have to offer and the more that you give that unique, individualized part of you that's higher power flowing through you, and the more you express your joy, you will find that people will love to support that. And so this shows up in not only in businesses, but it shows up in individual works, books, the way music. Virtually any activity that people can think about. I mean, there's a lady who loved to do cards and was also very good, and her name is Jackie Lawson. And Jackie Lawson basically makes these animated cards that have a lot. They're fun and they're funny and they're useful and they're just great. And I've been a fan of hers for years, because I could never. These cards bring things to life, and it's great to send them to people. And of course, there are other people in that business, and they all get to express these things. But you get to see that there's a lot of things that people can do in your life. It's not just because I used to be on Wall Street, or I know something about finance that I'm successful. No, it's really knowing what is your joy and what you have to offer and what you don't have. You'll attract so that you'll attract the members of your team or people to advise you, or vendors that will come and help you get things the way that you want to be able to offer it to the world.
Is it simply doing what you love?
Well, it's a little bit more than that. It's doing what you love with really a way of focusing that into something that meets needs. So if for instance, there was a need for these dual, lifelike greeting cards, there was a need, obviously, in the entertainment field. There's always a need for something new and something different. The whole thing is that you have to hone your skills so that they're good. It's not just doing something and being very mediocre at it, but being good at it and practicing it, loving it, having a joy with it, and obviously offering something that meets an unfilled need in the world. And there's a lot of it. I mean, we all think that, it was really interesting. I think it was 1929, the U.S. Patent Office, an act of Congress was about to close the U.S. Patent Office because they thought that everything that had been invented and the Patent Office was a waste of taxpayer money. I mean, come on. You know, and sometimes
that's kind of crazy. I hear you.
Well, it's a little like Tom Watson being asked who was the founder of IBM, and he was asked how big the market was for his computers. He said maybe half a dozen or 10, something like that. And of course, at that time, little did he know that this would spawn mega industries, not just one or two, but it would change the way the world would be. And
you know what you're saying, it's amazing when you really think about what's going on. And I see some folks that are out there making money doing some incredible things that you would never really think of. Loving this conversation. You know, Ernie, don't go anywhere. We're gonna dip off to another commercial break, and we're gonna come right back and continue our conversation about solar currency and why it's actually better than money. This is Nothing But Good News Radio. We'll be right back.
Do you need help shipping? Emergent website offers quick quotes, online booking, and door pickup for all your shipments to the Caribbean, Latin America, and Mexico. Visit our website at www.emergent.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. Doing business with Emergent is fast and easy. Schedule all caller service to all major destinations by air and ocean with no weight or commodity restriction. Call Emergent today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at emergent.com.
Now boarding, next stop, Your Remarkable Life. Hello, this is Les Brown. A Remarkable Life is available to all of us. And Candy G, internationally recognized speaker, life coach, and author, gives us the keys to release the imprisoned splendor, as Elizabeth Browning would say. Candy G is the message that she brings. She has a strong sense of purpose to change the planet and transform people's lives. Candy G and I have shared the stage throughout the United States and all the way to London. Everyone has been amazed with the strategic thinking and winning approach they have gained, not only from her speeches and seminars, but also from her celebrated life coaching program. Now Boarding brings forth a great deal from that program, tied in with Candy G's own life experiences and guaranteed to change your life. This book will enable you to live the life others only dream about. This has been Mrs. Mamie Brown's baby boy. Candy G, you've made us all proud.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz.
Candy G.
Welcome back. This is Nothing But Good News Radio. And before we get back to our amazing guest, I have a save the date for you. And that is May 3rd. Save this date, please, oh, please, because I want to see you. TEDx Delray Beach is hosting a full-day event, and it's called the Human Experience. Now, if you've never been to a TED event, just say you got to go. You can check out TED Talks online, but it's amazing. It's ideas worth spreading or ideas worth sharing, and it'll be held on May 3rd, 2013 at the Delray Beach Center for the Arts at the Old School Square. Now, I absolutely promise you this event is going to be nothing short of spectacular. And the TEDx Delray team has been hard at work for months and months preparing this event that's a few months away, and you're going to get an opportunity on this radio show. We're going to showcase some of the speakers, which is going to be really wonderful. I want you to go to www.tedxdelraybeach.com and apply for tickets. Go ahead and get that out of your way. Oh, by the way, I'm very proud to say I will be speaking at this event. So I'm honored and I'm excited. And it's TEDx Delray Beach, The Human Experience, May 3rd. Save that date. Go check it out, tedxdelraybeach.com. So back to Ernie. And Ernie, I hope to see you in Delray at that event. Please come out. It's going to be quite, there's a lineup of speakers that is just incredible. And I'm just excited to be part of that. But I want to talk to you about, why is solar currency better than money?
All right. Well, I was just about to get to that because we went through soul currency, and out of soul currency came a very successful company called the Green States Energy. That was part of, in a sense, my economic and financial ministry to just demonstrate that no matter what happens. And so the company's gone from roughly about a startup with like no assets and, you know, basically raising some friends and family money. And now it is a company that's got about $65 million in assets 2.5 years later. And it's has revenues that are several million, probably $5.5 million, of which a good portion of that, probably about 80% of it, is surplus. So essentially, we became one of the biggest firms in the independent solar power production. And one day, as I was kind of just sitting around, and these things just kind of find me, I don't find it. Suddenly, I got the idea that, hey, everybody is using solar energy as a way to, for instance, to run their heat their swimming pool, or to basically run stoplights or run things of that type. And I thought, what happens in places that where there's no economic development? The people are just lucky to be able to find food, and they have nothing. They just are subsistence level. And the more and more it occurred to me that, you know, this is, what have you thought about solar energy as a currency, a medium of exchange, not a commodity that's to be used up? And then that started me thinking, and I thought, gee, about 70% of the world, where of the poverty in the world is located really between the two tropics, around the equator, mostly, a good bit, within about 800 miles of the equator. And that's where the sun shines the brightest. And in a lot of these places, people are just cursing the sun because it's dried out, it's killed livestock, it's made water very scarce, and it's burned agriculture. And here is a situation that instead of really cursing the sun, you have the ability to harvest it. Well,
and
beyond
that's a fascinating thought, but I want you to hold that thought for just a second, because we've got to dip off for a message from the radio station. We'll be right back.
And now, WZAB traffic. Good afternoon. This update is brought to you by Garmin. A crash on I-95 northbound at Northwest 103rd Street, blocking two lanes. Looks like things are backed up to Northwest 79th Street. Also dealing with a crash on the 836 eastbound just before 27th Avenue. Your right lane is closed. Traffic backed up to 57th Avenue. Broward County, your expressway is checking in accident-free. A Garmin Nuvi can show you the lane you need to be in. It makes every drive easier. Drive easy with Garmin, the most trusted name in GPS. That's your South Florida traffic.
Hey, and we're back. And so thank you, Ernie. So where do you go with all this information?
Well, what it comes down to is that all of a sudden, what I really got was that, supposing you're someone that barely has enough to eat, and all of a sudden now, of course, you're being offered an opportunity to harness the sun. Well, how do you benefit from it? Well, what I thought was, you know, in many of these cases, there's been, you know, the government owns it, or one or two entrepreneurs come in and they basically make money off of these people, and of course, to some degree, everybody benefits. But what I thought was, hey, you know, co-ops have been around in the United States since the 1800s, and rural electrical co-ops have been around since the 1930s with FDR. But what happens if you take this one step further and say, look, a lot of these non-government agencies, foundations, and so forth, have always wanted to be able to donate to things where they provided the seed capital to be able to start something that would become self-sustaining. And so here are these plants, which are now getting cheaper and cheaper and cheaper, where it's already been proven they work and they generate. Just look at every rooftop that's got solar panels on it. And so they last for 40 years. So literally, you have an opportunity almost to create a bank. All that has to happen, you don't have to wait for depositors. All that has to happen is the sun comes out. And you create resources every day. You either sell you either sell it back into the grid, but in cases where you're way off the grid and in very remote places, you sell the batteries. And there is a constant need for energy. In fact, in underdeveloped countries, the price of energy in those is probably three times what it is in the United States today. So there's really opportunities really now to go into a small village or an area, create a solar currency center, and essentially we're going to use, and I'm going to use a lot of the experience that I've had doing Green States Energy, and be able to then, we're going to put together 4 to 5 of these centers, and I hope by next year I'll be able to come back and say, okay, we've got these things rolling, and we've jump-started these economies, and we're ready to really introduce this to another level. But what's more important is that sort of surfed the net to see if anybody else was doing it, because I certainly would love to partner with somebody that's already doing this. I have found that people were talking about putting solar installations, for instance, to power a hospital, things of that type, but nobody was really talking about really a way to restart the economy in some of these places. That it's fine to have places where you've got good health care and perhaps even water. That makes a big difference in the quality of life. But to really have something that's sustainable, you have to be able to have an economy that suddenly is able to generate what I would call currency, which is a medium of exchange to be able to get things. And that includes money. And the average person that is living in some of these poverty-filled areas is maybe getting $25 a year. And if you try to figure out what that works out to be over an entire year to feed a family of perhaps 4 or 5 or 6 people, you begin to see that it is very subsistence level, and people are just simply going from day to day just hoping. And what this does is this monetizes hope. And this is something that now has a way to be able to change the conversation about how to put solar in there. And the whole idea is that these people own the solar plants. You give them the solar plants. You know, perhaps if you had microloans that supported the creation of it, then a portion of that revenue goes back to pay off some of those loans. But the whole idea is that this is 40 years, and so this is really at least two generations right there. And, of course, when you've created the money or the resources from these plants, you can expand them. You can make them larger. You can use new technology. And there is going to be a lot of new technology that's going to be here and can be used in places that don't have anything. And yet, in the United States, the utilities are really careful. If you were to introduce something really revolutionary, it would probably take you 5 to 10 years before the utilities would even really look at it and seriously introduce it. But at the same time, every day that passes in many of these countries and many of these places, and even places in Appalachia, there's really people there that could be leading lives and have talents that they can invest and make society and offer that to society. And so this is something that just came to me, and I thought, we've got to get this out here. I really have never talked about it on a radio show or anything of this type. We are looking to perhaps launch this sometime about mid-year, and I hope to have the support of a number of leading organizations in this field, and as well as universities and other places that can really care about and can make this a reality.
Well, you know, Ernie, I hear you, and I hear you loud and clear, and what I'm hearing is some very big picture thinking, which really is about what can we do to really help those folks, because there are a lot of people out there that really think that there isn't a way, that there is not a way for them to do better. You know, it's interesting. I was out of town for the weekend, and my husband and I had stopped for lunch on the way home yesterday, and I happened to hear a conversation from a gentleman who was at the table behind us, and he goes, well, I'm doing a little, a few little side jobs in construction when I can get it, but, you know, it's really hard out there, and it's just kind of hand to mouth, and there's a lot of folks out there that just really believe there is no other way, that there absolutely is no other way than kind of hand to mouth. And what I'm hearing you say is just such a huge picture of how can we create something that everyone can tap into. It's virtually free. It's renewable. We can utilize it for our homes, our offices, to generate our economy. I have to tell you, and I just received a package delivered just about an hour ago, and what it was a solar panel, a little solar panel, so that I could put up a fence for my horse so that he doesn't go down into this briar patch I don't want him to get into. And so it's kind of interesting, and I'm hearing you talk about this, and I go, wow, I see the big picture like you see the big picture. How do we get folks to be able to kind of tap into that, say, how can we get folks to tap into it so they can utilize it and begin to create currency or be able to do the things that they need to do for their lives, whether it's barter for services or find a way to raise their own standard of living by utilizing this renewable energy. And I'm going to let you speak to that right after we come back from this commercial break. This is Candy G with Ernie Chu, and this is a really incredible conversation about solar currency. We'll be right back.
Shipping small packages to family and friends in the Caribbean? Amerijet has the right service for you. Small package shipping starts at just $35. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. Amerijet has the best all-cargo service for small and large shipments. You can choose from airport-to-airport service and door pickup at home or office. Call Amerijet 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at amerijet.com.
Candy G is a sales coach, life skills coach, speaker, author, and personal motivator. A recognized leader in the motivational speaking industry, Candy G teaches universal, timeless principles and real-time action steps, revealing the secrets to true success, happiness, and personal prosperity. She shows others how to master their own lives. For more information on events with Candy G or available products and services, please contact 1-888-526-3334 or visit us online at www.candyg.com. Candy G is also available to customize programs for your corporation, group, or organization.
I just completed the most fabulous program that I ever had the opportunity to be a part of. I'd like to thank you, Candy, for all your help and your inspiration. A little down on myself, not knowing where I was going, but you have brought it out of me. You've given me the confidence to know that I can achieve anything that I set my mind to.
Hey, welcome back. This is Nothing But Good News Radio. This is your host, Candy G, here with Ernie Chu, and we are talking about solar currency. And I know I ask you a whole lot of questions right before we went to commercial break, but how do we help folks utilize this renewable energy?
Well, part of this is really understanding that you start one step at a time. And so is to really talk about, we're going to be having there'll be a video describing it on Kickstarter, and there'll be an opportunity to, as soon as the program has been finalized, launched, and we are able to get the credible partners and really support in terms of the expertise, that we're only doing it in areas that where there is existing work being done with, for instance, with communities. And it may not be that there's a lot of money coming into it, but that there has been a long presence there, and that there is a trust factor, and there is a structure of leadership. There's a structure of, for instance, integrity and a need for this both economically, but at the same time, there's also the ethic of hard work and things of that type. And there is a lot of that going on, and there are thousands of communities like that. I have no illusions that we're going to be able to get into all of them, but that's why we really need others. So I guess what people can do is literally take my email address or go to my website, which is soulcurrency.org, and literally, if you hear of people that are doing things or places that you know of where there's been entrenched at least some infrastructure in terms of help and people that have perhaps gone there to do social work, it's good, because what happens is that this really is, shall we say, it complements a lot of the efforts that are being done. If there's been areas where there's microloans, you can integrate microlending with solar currency. But also, it can be far larger, because once you start out with microloans, for instance, with solar currency, it will generate enough so that not only will the loans be repaid, but in a sense there'll be expansion, and it will spread. And this has an opportunity that I think to really make a difference, make a dent over the years in the whole area of poverty and just the area of really knowing people feeling a sense of hopelessness because there's nothing there. And yet, there it is. It comes out every day, which is the sun. And now you're turning the sun into really a currency to really allow people to live fuller lives and to really give more to others.
You know, in the world that we live in today, there's a lot of hopelessness and a lot of despair. People, you're seeing it every day on mainstream media. and, you know, making the, you know, the comment to what I heard yesterday, just sitting in a restaurant. And, you know, one of the reasons I do Nothing But Good News Radio and I publish Nothing But Good News Magazine. And I do it because I want folks to know that there's a lot of goodness out there. And when you seek the goodness, when you look for the goodness, that's what you'll find. And if you're constantly focusing on the things that aren't working, that's what you'll find as well. What do you want to say to those folks that are listening to you saying, yeah, yeah, I hear you, but you don't know what my situation is today. You don't know how hard it is for me today. How can you help me today? What would you like to say to those folks,
Ernie? Well, what I have said in the work that I've done is and written about is that really solar currency generators, where you're generating electrical energy that's being sold, that's only 20% of the solution. The other 80% is what you do and what I do, which is essentially to really look inside of each of us and really bring out the what we were born with, bring out the magnificence, bring out the feeling of self-worth, bring out the feeling that you don't have to live in survival, you don't have to live in fear. And, you know, it's a lot easier to say that, but I think when you start to do each of these types of projects, I would say probably before even a project starts, you need to go in there 6 months in advance and be able to get people to envision things, to really see what the possibilities, to live not from survival, but live from possibilities and hope. And now there is something that you don't want to raise hope where there isn't any, but now there's a way that you can bring hope, but you also have to have change within people to really understand that you often create a world that you can envision. And if you're envisioning something that is going to prosper and that will succeed, then it will. And that's really what you want to say to people who are looking at the world and saying, well, I don't see anything and there's nothing but bad news out there and so forth. And you've had to answer those critics as well, you know, and you've done a great job in terms of really changing the conversation that people have.
You know, I appreciate that, Ernie. You know, we've been doing this on the air for almost 10 years.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's really pretty incredible. But I know what you know. And the truth is, it's really about focusing on the good stuff. And, and what you said was really important is envisioning the possibilities. See the possibilities. When you focus on the possibilities, oftentimes that's what happens when you focus on the things that possibly could be. And I know in my own life where I really, really, really have learned how to do that. Sometimes I just kind of look around and I giggle because I go, wow, this was an idea inside my head. I chose to believe in it. I chose to believe in myself. I chose to put one foot in front of the other. And look at what's happened. It doesn't mean I'm smarter than anyone else, because certainly I'm not. But I learned how to do exactly what you talked about, was to envision the possibilities. And I think that that is a conversation that a lot of folks need to have, to just say, instead of taking a look at what could possibly go wrong, instead of taking a look at the hopelessness of a situation, just begin to envision the possibilities. And what we're going to do is we're going to step out to our last commercial break, and then we're going to come back and we're going to have another chat with Ernie before we finish up the show. Great conversation. We'll be right back in 2 minutes.
Do you need to ship food, personal effects, or relief goods to your loved ones in Haiti? Call AmeriJet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at www.amerijet.com. AmeriJet offers scheduled all cargo service to Haiti. There are no restrictions on weight or size. Track your shipment online and be ensured that your shipment will arrive in Haiti on the next available flight. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059.
Hi, I'm Anne from Fort Lauderdale. Now, I'm no stranger to the self-help aisle in the bookstores, and there are so many fabulous motivational speakers out there, but somehow I have never been able to apply what they say to make my life as happy and successful as theirs. Until I read Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life by Candy G. In this book, Candy G takes motivational speaking out of the theoretical right into the practical. Her step-by-step instructions on how to identify the blocks we have to our own success and happiness, followed by step-by-step instructions in her reclamation process, is like some kind of magic bullet aimed at creating the life that we desire and so richly deserve. Candy G is a remarkable woman who used these same tools to create a life overflowing with love and success. And now this remarkable method is available in her first book, Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life. Don't hesitate to buy it and just watch magical things start happening in your life.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz.
Hey, welcome back. This is Nothing But Good News Radio. Oh, yeah, I got another save the date for you. March 2nd, my grand friend and mentor, Les Brown, will be in town. Just keep listening to the show and get onto my, just go to CandyG.com and get onto my mailing list, and I'll make sure you know where and when, because you're going to want to come out and spend the day with Les Brown and myself March 2nd. Ernie, we got 5 minutes left on the show. I've always loved you, your conversation, and the work that you do in the world. What is it that you want to share with the listening audience today? What do you want them to know?
Well, I think in terms of what of changing the world, you first need to change your own consciousness. And as is often quoted by Gandhi once said, you become what you want to see in the world. And so this is really what I would say is, you know, read and study, but also really begin to treat this as it's like one of the more important things that you've ever done. And we all have things in our lives that kind of we put priorities. But if you were to do a to-do list, put this right on top. And for those of you that write it, you may have other things that seem more important. But start to look at, begin to really value yourself. Begin to really see that you have a lot to offer to the world. And you first begin to express that in your own lives. And then it's just like in the airline business, as you know very well. You know, when the cabin depressurizes and the oxygen masks come down, what do they say? Put your own on first. Then you can help those around you. And that's really what it is.
Well, you know, I so appreciate you, and I appreciate all the things that you have to share. Where is it that you would like folks to go and find you?
Well, they can go to my website, which is www.soulcurrency.org, and there is a whole section on solar currency about what we're doing, a lot of that, and there will be further announcements, and just sign up to get on our mailing list, and you'll be able to keep on it. It's just starting, and I think you're going to start to see that it does. It's an idea whose time has come, and I think you'll have an opportunity to be right there on the ground floor to really make a difference.
That's exciting. So go to soulcurrency.org and stay connected with Ernie, because he has got some amazing things going on. You know, Ernie Chu, we so appreciate you, and you're welcome here at Nothing But Good News Radio anytime, because you truly are nothing but good news, and I so appreciate you.
Thank you.
And then before we leave the show today, just a small correction. You know, I talked to you about Eat Well Home Catering, and I want you to know that when you go to that website, I want you to check it out, and it's eatwellfoods.com. It is home catering. They'll bring it right to your door, and it's fresh, and it's delicious, and it's brilliant. But go check out eatwellfoods.com. Let them know that Candy G sent you. And I'm telling you, this is one of the most amazing services I have used in a long time. The food is brilliant. I don't know how they can do it for what they charge, but hey, I'm sure happy they do. So I am so excited about that. Ernie Chu, www.soulcurrency.org. If you want to find out more about Ernie and you don't want to write that down, just email me, like always, Candy G, K-A-N-D-E-E-G, at CandyG.com. We'll be back every Monday from 3 to 4. We have an amazing a bunch of guests showing up in the very, very near future. Stay tuned in every week. Remember those. Save the dates. We got lots of great things going on, and we've got more announcements coming to you. Hey, this is Candy G. It's Nothing But Good News Radio. And you know what I want you to do? I want you to get out there and do something remarkable. Bye for now.